So we're talking about the keys to conversationality. At the moment, we're talking about key number 8 in conversationality. And we started that a couple of 3 days ago. And that is about knowing the response, the desired response that you want from your audience when they hear your message. So we started that back on the 22nd of the month. So if you're intrigued to know more about this particular part of conversationality, then pop back and listen to the last few episodes about that. So let's just have a quick kind of summarize where we are with key number 8 before we move on to key number 9 tomorrow. So to summarize, ask yourself, who is this information important to? How can you talk to them one-to-one? What are you telling them? Why should they listen to you? What are they likely doing while you're telling them? And what's the point in you telling them this? So if the key to the first tranche of my podcast series, all the way back in the early few months of 2021, was breathing is the key thing, which I said several times, then the overriding message for this part is perhaps understand what you're talking about and who you're talking to. Your delivery is as important as the definition of the words that you're saying. Only when you truly understand the significance of the script can you deliver it with compelling conviction. Okay, I promise it to you tomorrow. It's key number 9, ladies and gentlemen, in the keys to conversationality. We've talked about your inner feelings, where you are in your zone, in your mind. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about the form of the words, yeah, because another way to be conversational is choosing the right words to put in your script in the first place. As Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.